I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Thursday. It's going to feel weird when the weather turns. It's been so nice for so long.
I know.
Yeah. Like, seemingly. Not sure empirically if it has, but it just feels like every day you get up and it's 70 degrees. And
would it be it would be like life-changing. I'm not kidding. I'm not over-exaggerating. If it was like this,
you're kidding me.
I'm not over-exaggerating.
Wait, are you serious?
I am.
Let me stop you there.
All right.
Yes, sir.
This is a question I have.
Mm-hmm.
Over-exaggerating. Everyone says that. Mm-hmm. It seems wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, isn't exaggerating
redundant
enough?
Yeah. It's like irregardless.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, it's just regardless.
But here's the thing, though. I've become so insecure in what I thought I knew that I keep hearing people say over-exaggerating. I'm like, well, no. I guess they changed it. So
I think it means, like, it's the next level above exaggerating.
Andrew's about to talk.
It's super.
He'll know.
Yeah, it's super exaggerating. It's like exaggerating.
Well,
like
you are the expert, so.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. I think Andrew should write a book called Andrew's Guide to Life.
There you go.
Let me ghostwrite it with you?
Yeah. Sure. By ghostwrite, will you just write the whole thing? And I'll put my name on it?
While we're doing the word thing,
yeah.
And I'm sure I'm guilty of this too, but when people say also too.
For example.
Like, they're
talking
about,
I know what you mean.
You know, talking about things that make me mad. And when people are walking, you know, in the middle of the street. And also, too, when
I've never heard that.
Oh, there are some people that do it all the time.
Is it me?
Also, too.
I know that I guess it's just, it's a brain problem with me. Because I mix up, as we all know, sit and set and J-O-Y and J-O-E-Y. So I'm in a glass house in this. But for example, when people say supposedly, shouldn't that only take one time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That if you go supposedly and someone goes, actually, that's a D, supposedly, wouldn't you think you'd go, got it? And you'd never say it again.
Yeah. I say it as to be cute, though. Like, supposedly.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And I've said it to be cute, and it's never worked.
You know why?
I
it's not cute.
It was a go-to thing. It was a go-to thing. I'd be like, well, supposedly, and people would be like, idiot.
Yes. Not good.
No. I know it's supposedly. I'm just saying it so you'd think I was ironic.
Do you think everybody thinks I'm stupid when I say library?
Yep.
Yeah. Probably.
I was going to say yes before you got to library.
I haven't locked down the intelligence. I haven't gotten the intelligence respect enough, right, where I can get away with supposedly in library. Because when I do it, they're just like, oh, that's just how he says it.
Feels on brand.
Yeah.
I also never.
Also too.
I also too. Never know when to use affect or effect.
Oh, well, that. No.
Was
I supposed to answer?
I was sitting.
I'm sure it's simple for people that are smart like you. So.
Glenn Beck studio.
Just words.
At Fox. And he was doing the Glenn Beck program on Fox. And I was there staying with him. And I was in the stands. And they went to break. And he had that big
chalkboard.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, effect, affect. Which one is it? And I go, it's this. And he goes, you're sure? And one of his producers goes, I think it's the other way around. He's like, no, Dave's a lawyer. And he went with the one I said, and it was wrong.
Mm. Oh.
So whatever I think it is, it's the opposite.
I think that I could even do the definition.
Always listen to your producers.
I think I can describe it, but I still get it wrong all the time.
Yeah.
How about effect with an E is just the result of a change?
Right.
Does that help? It's always a noun.
So effect is what effect is what happens. Effect is what
I love him.
No, wait, that's different.
I love him. You could put Andrew in any room. MIT, Nobel Peace Prize winners, doesn't matter. He could be delivering Jimmy John's to the Nobel Peace Prize winners, talking about quarks and gluons, and he'd go right in.
Yep,
he would.
Lots of confidence.
And half of them would go like, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. He has supreme confidence.
You want a little trick?
I'd like
a little
trick.
You're confused on effect or effect?
Mm-hmm.
Ask Sue.
Just use the word impact.
That's what I do. Oh, I use that in emails.
All right.
I'll start typing and I'll be like, you know, it might affect the, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Might impact the.
That's exactly what I do, Tony.
Mm-hmm. That's my trick. Use the word impact.
Rach, within 10, how many times have you listened to Andrew singing?
I'm not kidding, probably 40.
The K-pop.
Wow,
yeah,
40!
K-pop.
Yeah.
This morning, usually whenever I am like putting on my makeup and stuff, I'll listen to a podcast. And this morning I was just listening to that on repeat. And then from the beginning to the end on our podcast, I think you hit the rewind 15 like 5 times. Boop, 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 boop. And it'll put you back to the beginning of the song. It makes me so happy.
It's much better for mental health than like the news or like the wake up this morning NPR.
Does Megan ever listen to the show?
I did tell her. I had her listen to it.
And?
She liked it.
Good.
She enjoyed it. She appreciated that I espoused the wonders of
of
BTS.
You introduced K-pop to the DGS audience.
I was telling them because Tony was so shocked that I knew all of their names, and I was like, I guess they thought I was lying.
Oh, I meant to. I am. That was not a hollow challenge.
$7 coming my way.
I meant to get. I didn't have $7 on me yesterday, and I meant to bring it today. I will bring it tomorrow, I promise.
You have to borrow it from James, drunk ass.
Thank you. James is like, Dad, you're really running up a tab here.
I only carry hundreds, and I got to get it broken up somewhere.
I had a weird experience last night at a pharmacy in the city. I was picking something up for Nick, who hadn't been feeling well. He moved to the city now, and I won't say where it was, but its initials are CVS. And I'm standing there waiting for his prescription and stand there like 15 minutes. And this guy comes in, younger than Rachel and Andrew, 22, 23, real tentative. And they're very busy. And he said, can I ask a question? And the lady goes, is it a pharmacy question? And he goes, well, it's not about a prescription. She goes, well, we do prescriptions. And he's like, okay. I'm looking for the over-the-counter version of zithromycin, Z-Pax. Mm-hmm. I could have told him there isn't one. And they're just so frustrated. And finally, the pharmacist takes her mask off. She's like, there isn't one. And he's like, oh, well, because I Googled it, and it said that there was. And she's like, no, not in this country.
Oof.
So he goes walking off, defeated. We talk crap on people constantly. But at least we do them the service of not doing it outside of our little core. These guys just boofed this guy for 5 minutes in front of. So they're behind their thing. I'm standing distanced halfway down the aisle looking at antacids, and I can hear them going, like, can you believe this idiot? Can you? Who?
Wow.
Maybe in Mexico. Maybe you can go in Mexico and get zithromycin from somewhere. But I'm just like, this is. We can all hear you.
It's no good.
It's no good. And then they gave me Nick's prescription. It wasn't for me, so I'm not used to it, and it felt real thin. And I'm almost out the door, and I hear screaming. So I turn around, and they had given me someone else's prescription.
Oh,
yes.
Mr. Perfect.
Well.
Yes.
That's not good. That seems like priority number one.
Right? Seems like kind of the biggest thing you do all day.
Yeah.
So did you go back in the store and then talk about them loudly while you walked around?
Like, oh, in Mexico, this wouldn't happen.
Oh, man, we just gave him meth. Get him back in here.
But yeah, so that would have been a double screw-in because there was this dude whose medicine I got, and he was walking out with mine.
They're like,
it's a bad night for two families.
They're like, I hope your son recovers from his hysterectomy well.
Right? Hope this cures your leprosy. I did get leprosy medicine. Dapsone.
For your spider bite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the person was for real freaked out. It was at a Schnucks, and there was a young girl, and I remember her saying, like, I've never filled this prescription before. I was going to do this and, like, pull my fingers in and be like, well, thank you. Here.
Try to give her a high five. Like, hey, put her there.
Man, I used to be way too afraid of leprosy. Just because of, like, Sunday school.
I don't think you're way too afraid of it.
Well, but it's not, like, a huge threat in the United States, I don't think, right?
What movie? Papillon.
Mm-hmm.
Papillon, Steve McQueen goes to a leper's colony. And the thing with leprosy is you catch it by just touching.
Yep.
And it's Anthony Zerbe, who is the bad guy in Omega Man. And he's smoking a cigar, and it's in dark light, but you can still see his dicked up face. And he's smoking a cigar, and Papillon wants something from him, and he's like, have a puff of my cigar. And it's so tense.
Mm.
And he does. And then Anthony Zerbe tells him, like, I have the kind of leprosy you can't catch, which he's probably just lying to him.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because, you know, lepers.
I have the non-dangerous.
That's what he tells women, like, we can totally kiss. You're not going to get it.
But I have the non-dangerous.
I was like
kind.
8 watching Papillon, and right then I'm like, okay, leprosy is the number one fear of my life.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember the Ebola scare?
Oh, yeah.
That was something. That was weird. I remember when I thought I had it.
I just remember the Ebola scare. Mm-hmm. You almost have everything.
Sure do.
I thought I
almost had measles. You almost had Ebola.
No, he had measles. Right?
I did have measles.
You didn't have measles.
They diagnosed me at the hospital.
Dude.
I don't know why it's at
the
hospital.
They were reporting
every case.
Every case of measles.
Every case.
I was watching the papers. Someone I knew was going to be in the papers.
Well, remember Church Dog reported it, and it was like the first case in the area of measles, and we were like, oh, it's me. And then he was like, St. Charles County, and we were like, wait a minute.
I don't think you listen.
No, they diagnosed me. Now, they said they were going to send it off to the state.
Guy probably said he had a beagle.
He said, measles, we're going to send it off to the state. I never heard anything back from them. You don't do anything for it, so I just sat at home for a week. I guess maybe it wasn't. I don't know what it could have been.
Seems to be a pattern with these illnesses. You're going to need to be at home for about a week.
I'm going to need about six. I'm going to need a 3-day weekend.
You're going to need to stay at your mom and dad's. It'd be good if she saw you in the shower. Okay, if that's what it takes.
But no, I was in the hospital for something weird. I don't remember what it was, but I was sick. And I had a friend who was
that's
in the Peace
good start.
Corps. I had a friend who was in the Peace Corps who had just gotten back from Senegal.
I did not see that coming.
Where there was actual Ebola, and I had hung out with him recently for like a couple days. So I was in the hospital, and they're like, is there any
cigars?
I was like, I might have Ebola. And they're like, no, you don't. And I was like, no, you're not listening. I might have been in contact with Ebola.
I have had sex with monkeys. There's no telling what I have or the monkey.
But I didn't, so good news.
When you just said that A+. The initials were CVS, I had to look it up because I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what CVS stands for?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Central...
No. Customer something service.
Consumer... I already forgot. Consumer value store.
Do you guys know?
Consumer value store.
That's a dark name.
That's what CVS stands for. I had no idea.
That's awful.
Consumer value store.
It is.
Consumer
that's a bad name.
Sounds like a front store.
Yeah, exactly.
For where they keep the lizard people.
Exactly. Like human restaurant. Like
that's why I got the wrong prescription. They're not even they're just hiding monsters. You just give them anything. I don't know.
That's like a 1984 name when they've, you know, one company controls everything and they've, I don't know, I'm just going on.
I found something interesting today, completely haphazardly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you the basic tenets of a religion. You agree or disagree with each one, okay? Number one, one should strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason.
One must.
Course.
Well, that seems reasonable.
The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
Of course.
Wait a minute. I don't know if they should prevail.
Justice over law.
Justice is an ongoing necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
Mm.
I think that, I mean, yes, but who is the standard bearer for what
exactly.
is justice if not?
Yeah.
You are.
And okay. to pursue justice through...
Yeah.
legal means.
Change the laws.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
they're
so
not
that's
just.
What they're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
One's body is inviolable, subject to one's will alone. Your body's your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
The freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's own.
We talk about that quite a bit on the show.
Belief should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs.
What, the other one, though, about the free speech, didn't that mean that you could scream at people in a restaurant? Would you read that one again?
No, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like that if you should go out of your way to
it was
offend.
Basically nice. Treat. Yeah, it was okay. Like, yeah, the golden rule.
Yeah.
People do unto others as you have done.
Sue and I are a little suspicious.
I am just totally suspicious. Totally with you there, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Why?
We're just trying to, before we agree with something,
yes,
we want to understand what we're agreeing on.
Fair enough.
Right, because they could go either
way.
That's
what I was saying about justice and the law. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, if I decide it's justified to go kill people, it seems might be bad.
Yeah, the way I would, I say yes to that, but only because of the way that I'm processing it.
Yeah, I mean, if you put ill will behind it.
Right.
Then you could take the Ten Commandments and turn it bad.
Right.
People are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused.
You would think.
Yes.
Final one is every tenet herein is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. Basically, it's what you do that matters, not so much what you say.
Yeah, what you say.
Of course.
Actions.
Yes.
What was the science one?
Yeah, let's hear the science one again.
Beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs.
Only if we're positive about the fact, yes. Yes.
Uh-oh. You guys are tough.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Dave expected us to be like, all right.
I was.
Okay.
There's nothing in there I didn't agree with.
I know, right. But you're also seeing it in print and we're hearing it out loud, which is a little
These
different.
Are the seven tenets of the Satanic Temple.
See?
Here we go. Bunch of Satanists.
Because that's
no, they're not.
Yep.
Satanists.
Yeah, they don't worship Satan.
Are Anton LaVey and the Church of Satan. These guys are mostly atheists, not all, but it's all about treating people well, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Satanic Temple is a worship of the self as opposed to any.
Why do they gotta put Satan in there?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
I don't actually know.
I think so. I think it's just to get attention.
Yeah, like to make a point like, hey, we're atheists and we're not scared of Satan.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Exactly. Gotcha. But I just thought I was reading an article on Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Big time Satanist.
Who was a Satanist?
and in there, you know how like in articles it'll say like Satanic Temple and it's highlighted. So I clicked on it, and these were the seven tenets. I was just like, that's pretty slick.
Yeah.
For them.
It's clever.
You know? Now, who knows what the subtexts are?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when we say science. Exactly.
The final one says psych. You can read that one.
Not.
You're going to hell.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 330. Thank you to our buddy Jeff Dill from Capitol Grill once again.
Boy,
so good.
Brought in way too much food and fed everybody.
Oh, boy, that's a good burger from a good-looking guy.
Andrew's so adorable. He always gets a 10-ounce filet mignon, medium, and he usually just nurses it, which typically you don't nurse a steak.
Right.
And I came in today, and he was literally trying to do CPR on himself.
What?
And I'm like, what happened?
Because he ate the steak too fast.
He goes, I don't like when the steak gets cold.
Got hung up.
So I ate it as fast as I could.
Yeah.
And it's right here.
Yeah. That was a mistake.
He was pounding on his chest.
Go down, go down.
If Jeff's listening, you should make him the spokesperson for Morton's. Went to Morton's. It's stuck right here. I don't know what to do. So, yeah. Capitol Grill, open for business. They have outdoor seating while the weather's nice. So great. God, you're just treated like a king or a queen when you go there.
Mm-hmm. Every time it's good.
Every time. Absolutely.
Every damn night.
Mm.
Can I talk about what you just showed me?
If you would like to. I thought we had a plan to do it at a...
No, no, no. I know. I just kind of wanted to address it.
Okay.
Is that one of those mistakes I make? You can tell me.
I think so.
Okay. You don't think so?
What?
You don't think it's a mistake?
It depends on how you're going to present it.
I'll present it gently.
Okay.
I think
I'm back on Rachel.
I think it's funny.
I think we should save it for a funny time where we can do something.
That wasn't going to be funny.
Okay.
No.
Well, whatever you want to do, Dave.
There's a guy who I won't name, who evidently emails the bosses here every single day complaining about me. Why are you shaking your head?
It's not the bosses, but it's okay.
Every day.
There's somebody who complains every day.
Complaining about me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's hilarious. I'm sorry, but it is, because he quotes things that I say, typically not correctly, but close enough. And he's mad because he can't listen to politics in the afternoon with his kids in the car. Let me just address that. I appreciate that you listen and that you evidently listen every day and then tap out when I start talking about having sex with monkeys. But this show is not for your kids. It is not Nickelodeon. So you didn't tune in to SpongeBob and hear someone having sex with a monkey. This, I've been on the air 20 years. This is what I've done every day for 20 years. In fact, Tony's been here for 19 of them. It used to be a lot dirtier. Because when I started, I was 36, going on 19. Now I'm 56, going on 36. So I make no apologies. It's free radio. You don't have to listen. I'm not trying to be mean to you or your kids. A lot of people listen with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this brand of humor is very sophomoric. I think it's kind of smart sophomoric. A lot of people listen with their teenagers.
Yep.
But if you're uncomfortable, then don't. I'm not offended. I get that.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff I wouldn't listen to when my kids were smaller.
And I get it. We, you know, as far as a radio show is concerned, we probably go a little bit further than most. But we don't even come close to network television.
No.
Primetime network television.
And another thing, too.
So don't act like...
I get that the rest of the station...
the only place that you would get exposed to, because it's not even close.
Yeah, I get that the rest of the station is one way and I'm the other. But that's just what happens over 20 years. So it's a political station with me on in the afternoon, doing kind of like a morning show, doing an everything show, playing games, talking politics, having discussions, being weird, being stupid.
Been here. The station hasn't always been a political talk station.
No.
So the station's gone through changes, but the DGS has been here.
Yeah. But I wanted to address that because people have kids and they drive with kids and they tune in, and we don't constantly talk about having sex with monkeys, but what we do every now and then are just salty off-color stuff and dirty jokes, and that's what we do.
Yeah. And it's okay if you think it's not appropriate for your kids.
Yep.
Just turn the station.
What
just
really like makes my day,
if
though.
If a television show is not appropriate for your kids, turn the station.
What really makes my day is when I meet someone and they say, I listen with my 13 or 14-year-old, and it's the only thing we have in common. I've heard that countless times.
Yeah.
He or she loves the humor. I love it. We laugh together. That's super cool.
How often do we meet somebody that says, you know, that's in their mid-20s or something, and they say, I've been listening to you since I was 15 years old?
Yep.
Like, how, that's so cool.
Right, so we have the little girl that got hypnotized.
Okay, so there's a little girl who had to be hypnotized because the only thing she would ever eat was toast and barbecue Pringle chips.
Uh-huh.
Everything else would make her sick and gag and throw up.
Oh, that's so sad.
And it wasn't just any type of toast. It was a very specific bread that was apparently pretty expensive. And her family was like, we're going broke buying this bread. She has to take toast in her lunch every day. And all she'll eat is barbecue Pringles. So they took her to a hypnotist. And now she can eat like the crust of pizza and other like really bland things like that. But she's moved on from just the toast.
Yeah. Was she medically getting sick?
I don't know. That is a good question. That's all she would eat. I mean,
not in a fight with
I think
my
it's
kids.
A real thing, though. I mean, there's just being a jerk. But right. I think that especially kids, although I know some adults, but especially kids can have a real, like one of our good friends had a son who it was doctor after doctor after doctor because they would only eat like two things. So very similar to this.
Right.
It was like a real problem. They just
you
couldn't
can
crack
eat Pringles,
it.
But you can't eat a ham sandwich.
Like, I mean, there are people out there
right,
that eat.
I'm with you.
People, the pika that eat trees.
Right. No, I
Nichols.
Know.
You know what's sad, though, is when you meet an adult who will still only eat, like, chicken fingers and brown food.
Oh, wow. So.
Right? No vegetables. Come on. You got a little vegetable, a little bit of vegetable.
Yeah, Andrew just started crying out there.
I feel so seen right now. I feel like
you
I'm
eat
just
stuff that's
so
not
sad
brown.
When you have an adult who has a warming drawer full of donuts.
No, it isn't. That is not. I'm
you
just saying.
My story about getting going on a lunch meeting with a couple of the bigwigs here a few years ago, several years ago now, and the waiter said, "And remember, I told this story. The waiter said, like, do you want me to bring you the kids' menu?"
Oh, right. Because you ordered chicken fingers?
Because I ordered like a plain cheeseburger, and it was kind of a fancy place. And, you know, like the other two guys I was with was like, and like he looked at the other people I was having lunch with, like, and did the like, am I right, guys? Am I right? This guy wants a cheeseburger? Should I bring you the like, that was,
that's
he
mean.
Said,
that's
yeah.
not right.
Well, they're just, like the CVS workers.
You just did
workers.
It too, Sue?
Well, maybe you could
brought
branch
back memories.
Out. I'm so sorry. I did not know this tale.
Rach, what's the new low in pumpkin spice?
Oh, man. I like to check Apple News whenever I'm doing my show prep, like on my phone. And there was an article under the food section that was like, this fall ingredient will transform your mac and cheese. And I'm like,
oh, I heard this.
I'm like, I know it's pumpkin, but for some reason, I feel like getting mad and I'm going to click on it. So I click on it and they're teasing me until halfway down the article. And then they're like, get ready to have your mind blown. It's pumpkin. Put pumpkin in your mac and cheese.
Nope.
No, yeah, like, okay, maybe it is a good ingredient for it, but you're just looking for stuff to put pumpkin in now.
Yes.
Don't act like you blew my mind with right. pumpkin in my mac and cheese. Just
I wonder
any
how
excuse.
Long it's been since we, in America at least, didn't just ruin everything. How long has it been since someone was able to say, like, we just made a pumpkin spice latte.
I don't think that's
and we left it there.
I don't think that's an American thing. I think it's a human thing.
I would agree. I just don't live anywhere else, and I don't know. But I remember when it didn't used to be like that.
Right.
So it's been in my lifetime that everyone just went like, pumpkin!
It seems like the English are better than us when it comes to that. Like, they're, like, sitting down for their spot of tea in the afternoon and, like, having their biscuits. Yeah. Whereas here, we're like, you want to go get a Big Mac? Oh, they made a Travis Scott meal at McDonald's. It's barbecue sauce with your nuggets or with your fries.
If Mark Close were here, what would he say, though?
The English have notoriously bad food.
He would not say that.
Oh. No. Remember when Mark Close did that whole thing about his eyes are all big?
I know what he would do.
Super Bowl is the single greatest human invention.
Mm. And it's the money.
And it's America.
Yep.
And like.
Yep. Joe on Twitter says, Dave, I get it. My 11-year-old likes report card and Sweet 16. And if I hear something he shouldn't when we're listening together, I just turn it off.
I'm a walking, talking, teaching moment. Use me to teach your kids.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
You know what? Don't talk about monkey sex. Or wait till you're 15. Something like that.
Something like that.
I mean, come on. Come on.
I think
your kids
funny.
Are hearing way worse from way worse people.
Man, I'm just looking at this tweet.
Dave Glover's got a sore mouth.
I don't know if Tony has seen this on Forgot Twitter, that. But it's kind of making its way around my Twitter feed. So Smash Mouth tweeted yesterday, yo, Alt
10- Smash Mouth the band?
Smash Mouth. Hey now, you're an all-star.
Right?
Get your game on.
Yeah.
Go play.
That's
it said, yo, Alt 105.3 Radio, which is somewhere out in the Bay
around
Area, apparently. Okay. Can you stop talking over the effing songs? This isn't 80s AM radio. You're disrespecting the artists. Do you think they want your stupid voices as their intros?
80s AM?
That's one of the reasons All Stars starts off with vocals. Let's go. And all these radio people, some people I know, are jumping in saying, like, shut up, Smash Mouth. What are you talking about?
Good. Thank you. You're not an artist, Smash Mouth.
Wow. I just think that's overly harsh to be
no
like,
kidding.
First of all, you're lucky. You're lucky to be playing state fairs.
Second of all, that's been happening
for,
the entirety of radio. Talking over.
Why do people do things like that?
Oh, so I'll mention them.
Maybe there's some artist that could do that, and you'd go like, let's listen to Prince. But
Smash Mouth. I'm not looking to them for like the integrity of
the
music.
Go sell more Fritos.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A few minutes shy at 4 p.m. DGS. Whenever I run across people doing something good, I like to help them out and get them some attention. Jim and Sue Law are behind the Epworth Smile Makers bike ride and fundraiser coming up this weekend, and they join us now. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
So tell my audience all about what it is you guys are doing.
Well, we put together this bike ride and fundraising effort with Epworth a few months back, and we've been working hard during those few months, cementing plans, and the event is this coming weekend, as luck would have it. So,
and what is Epworth?
Epworth Children and Family Services. It's a group here in St. Louis, organization. They've been around 160 plus or minus years. Supporting children that are in trouble, and trouble takes on many, many definitions. So as a result, they've got to have a lot of different safety nets to keep these kids afloat.
That's great. Tell me the kind of things that that they do for the kids.
Well, you know, they do a lot with foster care kids. They work with kids to try to keep families together, and kids that have aged out of the foster care system, they help them with housing and clothing and education and being a support system for them. They're a family for some kids that don't have much
of a
family.
Otherwise, might not, yeah.
Yeah, there's some things... I've dealt a lot with foster care kids, and it's so easy. It's just so terrible. So easy for people to fall through the cracks. And
right.
There's such a ripple effect that if someone falls through the cracks and their life goes sideways, it's going to affect hundreds, maybe thousands of people. And if their life doesn't fall through the cracks and someone's able to help them like you guys, and they can go lead a good, constructive life, then the ripple effect is the same but positive.
That's right. And that's what we're trying to do, is support these kids and do something positive for the community. Because all these kids, they have potential to be great. And
so
they need that help.
This weekend's going to be perfect. It's going to be gorgeous. Tell everyone what you're doing, where it's going to happen, and how they get involved.
Well, actually, it's happening here in St. Louis, but the way we put it together, COVID kind of gave us a unique opportunity to not just host an event locally, but we set it up as a virtual kind of an experience slash challenge. And so people are going to be doing anywhere from, we chose to do 200 miles of bike riding, but whatever challenge you might be up to doing. Might be 10 miles a day to walk. It might be going around the block several times. Mm-hmm. the way to get involved is through this runsignup.com at SmileMakers or /SmileMakers. And there you can either donate if you don't have the time or the physical ability to get in and participate in the challenge, the community of that, but to simply contribute dollars.
Boy, Rach, if only we knew someone who ran and rode a bike.
I know.
Tell me the name of the race so I can look it up.
It's not a race.
It's not a race.
Event.
You're right.
Event.
Thank you for
event.
That.
It's
yes.
called the Smile Makers Fundraiser and Bike Ride. And, you know, you can make your own challenge. We're doing 100 miles a day for Saturday and Sunday. And we're going through a lot of St. Louis neighborhoods. We'll be doing Grant's Trail and the St. Vincent Greenway. And
oh, that's
well,
great.
We're going to feature, Epworth has four campuses. So we are specifically, each one of our rest stops is going to be at one of the Epworth campuses. And that kind of ties things together. And we're very keen on the spirit, the energy, the positivity, and that's why we chose the name Smile Makers. We believe that positivity can start with a smile, something as simple as a smile. And so we're stomping out the negative and promoting the positive.
That's really great.
But to slow it down, runsignup.com/SmileMakers. If you punch that in, it should take you to our sign-up page.
And, Rach, we can put that on our social
media.
Yeah, we'll put it on
Woo-hoo.
Facebook, so all I have to do is click through. So I'll make a handsome donation if you go on a bike ride on a double-seated bike with Andrew.
That's a challenge, well, I'll take.
That's a challenge.
That would make me smile. So, all right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. We appreciate it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.